Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current and field student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. On this day, September 5th, 1950, the Civic Circle was highlighted in the Barbados Advocate. This was the 33rd annual report for the group, with the Circle's newest committee being announced, and one of its most dedicated members and treasurer, Miss Ethel Sanderson, being lauded for more than 30 years of service. The Civic Circle was a benevolent society, which aimed to beautify Barbados, and the year under review had been quite a busy one. This was reflected by its work done at the Sewell Airport, today the Grantley Adams International Airport. In April 1949, a committee composed of Miss Young, Miss Arthur, and Miss Manning was organized, and they committed to laying plants around the area. They also hoped to create an avenue of remembrance in honor of the lives of the soldiers who died in World War II. The report further reviewed the work conducted in the city area, including tree trimming in the public gardens and squares in Bridgetown. They also supervised multiple historic spaces in and around the city, including the Military Cemetery, Needham's Point, and the grounds of Queen's Park. Defacing of the landscape was another issue which they tackled by removing paper advertisements placed along walls and trees of the Bay Street Esplanade, various monuments, and the general garrison area. They went a step further in contacting the directors of Coca-Cola, who were among the chief offenders in disfiguring the island's trees with their advertisements. Each branch of the Civic Circle had their own success throughout the year, with St. James hosting a concert at the Holton Monument, with plans to make this a regular event. As for the St. Peter's branch, it had only been recently launched, and its first major goal was beautification of the Spikestone Post Office Garden. Lastly, the Society's report urged the women across Barbados to throw their support behind their efforts, as cooperation was the greatest key to improving the island. The dedication to the beautification of the country by the women of Barbados was reflected by the work of the Civic Circle, so highlighted in the Barbados Advocate on this day, September 5th, 1950.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.